This program, along with our friends at The World and our partner PRI, are taking to Twitter to ask the president some of your questions about the new administration. Since the president loves Twitter so much, we decided to use it. It's a project we're calling 100 Days, 100 Questions. You can follow along using the hashtag on Twitter, 100 Days, 100 Qs. That's 100 Days, 100 Qs. So we're going to review some of the questions we've been asking so far or have been asked to us. Todd Zwillick, Washington correspondent for The Takeaway. Are you ready? It's kind of quiz show time for you.
I'm ready, John. I've done my research.
So we won't go through all the questions, but here's some ones that lots of listeners had for the president. Todd, do we know how Trump came up with his list of nominees for the Supreme Court and what criteria he looked at before deciding to nominate Neil Gorsuch, who we talked about at the beginning of the hour?
Right. And so many people are wondering about that litmus test, right? How did the president choose? He came up with his list during the campaign. Some of that, most of it, let's be honest, was political. The president coming up with a very conservative list of judges because the president needed to impress conservative Americans, evangelical voters, conservative voters who wanted a conservative Supreme Court justice. That's the politics. Now, Trump himself had said that he wanted a conservative in the mold of Antonin Scalia. He mentioned Scalia several times in that rollout last night in the East Room when Neil Gorsuch was getting his introduction in front of Washington dignitaries and television cameras. In fact, Scalia's wife and son were present in the front row for that rollout. So in the campaign close to a year ago, Trump said in terms of policy for a litmus test, John, that he would use that case D.C. versus Heller as a litmus test. That's the ruling that severely limited the ability of the District of Columbia, or in this case, states, to limit gun ownership, in this case, handguns. They basically said self-defense in the home, you have to be able to own a handgun in the home. DC can't restrict that. But really, it was about Scalia for Donald Trump. He said that over and over. A strict constructionist is what he was fond of being called, and Donald Trump said that's what he was going for.
Although, even though our listeners has as the question, did you have a litmus test for your Supreme Court nominee? When he was asked that during the campaign, Trump said, no, he did not have a litmus test, even though those factors that you talked about are very important.
He may have said that he didn't have one. They tend to bind the hands of senators when they're evaluating nominees. But it's pretty clear he had a couple of his own tests, if you don't want to call them litmus, that he did go by.
Yeah. In addition to undocumented immigrants, are you prioritizing, Mr. President, deportation of lawful U.S. residents? So what's the administration thus far indicated about how they're going to deport people, if there's a priority list, a set of you go first?
Right. So this is a question right now as the rollout of the travel ban still swirls. Administration officials were in the Senate briefing members last night. These questions are happening as we speak as they try to figure it out. Incredulous senators asking about the travel ban. There were cases where green card holders, of course, were turned away or asked to surrender those green cards in the first days of this rollout of the travel ban. The administration now says that green cards will be deemed as dispositive that a traveler is not a threat, meaning if you have a green card, they would let you in if you've already been vetted for that green card. Federal judges overruled over the weekend, as you know, they ruled that those already arrived holding valid visas or those in transit can enter. That's going to be a court fight. But in the future, John, I want to point you to some draft proposed rule changes that have been circulating around Washington. And these are not executive orders, but rules changes. So they would take a little bit longer to work their way through the system, where the Trump administration is looking to change the rules on what kinds of legal immigrant workers would be able to enter the United States and under what circumstances they would be able to work certain jobs, like, for instance, seasonal farm workers. That's one example. Seasonal construction workers. The administration appears to be looking at tightening those rules so that fewer legal immigrants could come in, and presumably for legal working immigrants that are already here, tightening up on them, more of them would have to leave. Those are draft rules that are circulating right now, and many of these questions are unanswered.
Which could bear on deportation. What do you do to alleviate student loan debt? That was a question asked. I'll give you that one as a last final.
Yeah, and Donald Trump actually has a plan here. Look, this is going to have to be figured out by Congress, but Donald Trump has a plan here that would raise the cap on low-income student loans. They're capped at 10% of income now. That would go up to 12.5%, but you would get out from under debt sooner because you pay more under the Trump plan. Congress is going to have to figure that out.
Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, thanks so much. 100 days, 100 Qs. Remember that.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.